With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Some Senate Republicans are using a legislative maneuver to revive a bill that targets transgender girl athletes. SDPB's Elise Drubinger has the details.
The bill would restrict transgender women athletes from competing on high school and college girls and women's teams. The bill's author says she wants to prevent any athlete from having an unfair competitive advantage. The bill essentially died in the legislative committee on Wednesday. Supporters of another bill targeting transgender people used a similar maneuver earlier in the session. That bill eventually died. Senator Maggie Sutton is the prime sponsor of the bill in the Senate. She says the committee should not have rejected the bill.
This is a very simple bill. It's a bill to protect women's sports. It's not complicated. It's just a simple bill. It's not against transgenders. It's just to protect women's sports. That's all it is.
The bill also requires that schools collect written waivers documenting every student athlete's reproductive biology. There are roughly 40,000 student athletes in the state. Critics say it invites potential lawsuits. They say it violates Title VII and Title IX of the Civil Rights Act by discriminating based on sex. South Dakota is one of more than 20 states considering legislative measures to restrict trans athletes from participating in girls and women's high school and college sports. On Monday, the Senate will have to calendar the bill before it would even vote on whether to pass the measure along to the governor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Ballot questions in South Dakota need a simple majority to pass, but some legislators want a change. They're asking voters to set a 60% threshold for some measures. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The target is anything on a ballot that imposes or increases taxes. The measure would also apply anytime the state is spending more than $10 million. Republican Senator Lee Schoenbeck of Watertown says it's a defense against outside influence on ballot issues.
This comes to us so that we can have one more protection built into our election process. If groups come, seems like these days they're mostly not from here, and if they want to put a tax increase on our ballot or they want to spend over $10 million, they have to get a 60% vote.
Democrats oppose the bill. Senator Reynold Nessaba of Sioux Falls says it stifles the democratic process.
If there's any protections that need to be done today, it's about protecting the rights of our citizens, of your constituents, to go out with an idea, to gather signatures, and to put it on the ballot.
The legislature is sending the issue to the June 2022 primary election. That's when voters will decide whether to establish the 60% threshold. A joint resolution from the legislature takes a ballot question directly to voters. If voters approve it, it'll take effect in the November 2022 general election. And that could affect another issue. There are petitions circulating now to expand the state's Medicaid program. Since that would cost more than $10 million, it could require the 60% approval. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
Lawmakers will delay possible impeachment proceedings against Attorney General Jason Raunsberg until court action is completed. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
House legislative leaders have stripped the articles of impeachment from their resolution. They say a recent order from a Hyde County court judge prevents them from a transparent impeachment process. The judge ruled that video interviews about the fatal crash when Raunsberg was driving had to be taken off a state website. Lawmakers say that makes impeachment impossible. Kent Peterson is the majority leader in the House. He says delaying the impeachment is appropriate given the ruling.
We're going to let the process play itself out and then reevaluate at that time. So I can't answer for or against other members of the House to think if articles will be brought forward.
Impeachment starts in the House. If there are enough votes, the Senate holds a trial to determine whether Raunsberg should be removed from office. No constitutional officer has ever been impeached before. Peterson says impeachment would require a special session, which involves a two-thirds majority vote in both chambers. The Constitution says impeachment proceedings would not count as part of the 40-day legislative session. Governor Kristi Noem says the quickest way to resolve the situation is for the Attorney General to resign.
I won't weigh in on what the legislators decided to do or how they'll proceed with impeachment. What I will say is that I still continue to believe the Attorney General should resign.
State Democrats say House Republicans are misinterpreting their role. Jamie Smith is the minority leader in the House.
It's not a legal proceeding in the courts like we think of as a trial. It is an impeachment.
The House will vote on whether to delay the possible impeachment of Jason Raunsberg on Monday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
Family members of Governor Kristi Noem received more than $600,000 in funds from a state grant program pushed by the governor that directed federal coronavirus relief funds to small businesses. Records on the grant program show a ranch belonging to Noem's family received one payment of $500,000. Also, a business operated by her brothers, Rock and Rob Arnold, received a payment of just over $100,000. Noem once maintained part ownership of the ranch, but her office says she no longer does. The ranch pays rent for some farmland Noem owns. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.